Towards the end of the Parsha B'Midbar, we are given the jobs for the Kahat family. There's different jobs for the different families of the Levim. So the first one of Kahat appears in this week's Parsha, and actually Gershon and Merari is the start of next week's Parsha. So in the middle of the instructions of how Kahat is supposed to carry and schlep and their various jobs, the pasuk tells us, Perek Daled pasuk Yudchet, Al tachritu et shevet mishpachot hakahati mitoch Levim. Don't let the Kahat family be destroyed from amongst the Levim. Al tachritu, Rashi tells us, or it's too, Al tigrimu lahem sheyamutu. Don't cause them to die. So what is this? Why would shevet Kahat? Why would mishpachat Kahat and shevet Levi die? What is going on here? So the Sforno elaborates a little bit more. He references the following story in the Gemara Yoma, Chaf Bet, which those who've been doing the Daf Yomi, this was about a week ago. The Mishnah tells us that whoever wanted to do the Trumat Hadeshen, Trumat Hadeshen is removing the ashes from the altar. Obviously, when things are burnt on the Mizbeach, so when things get burnt, there's ash left over. And if there were a bunch of korbanot, there must have been a nice pile of ash. So each day there was a job to remove the ash. That was called Trumat Hadeshen. And who could do it? Kol mi sherotza l'trumat ha'zmeach torim. The Mishnah tells us, whoever wants to do that can do it. And so what about if more than one person wants to do it? It's an avoda. It's part of serving Hashem. So maybe more than one person wants to do it. It's manchein berubin. Ratzin volim bekevesh. They run up the ramp. Call it kodem and chavir bar mamot zacha. If you get there within four amot of it, so you won. And if they're tied, so then we do a game, you know, the 21st finger, just lahavdil, just like you did when you were picking teams in the schoolyard to play basketball or football or whatever. So the Mishnah tells us, Masha Shayu Shneim Shavin Ratzin Volim Kevesh, two people were running up the ramp, and one of them really, really wanted to do it. V'dachaf achad meyem el chavero v'nafal v'nishbar araglo. He pushed his friend, and his friend fell and broke his leg. So the Chachamim saw, Kemen Sharo Beitin, Shabbat in the days of Ghana. This is dangerous. Hikinu Shalou Yitermin of Mizbech Lepapayas. They made it a lottery. Whoever wants to be the one to do it, you put his name in, they'll pick one of the names, and he'll get to do the Trumat Hadeshen that day. That's the Mishnah. In the Gemara, there's actually a story of a person stabbing another person as well while fighting to do the Avodah. So with this in mind, we can now read the Sforno on this Pasuk. Al Tachritu, Al Tanichu Ramasao, Ba'oven Sheyizke Behem Kol HaKodim, Ki Bazeh Ofen Yikresh Yitchafu Zedze. He said, don't leave it that, in other words, figure out who in Mishpachat Kahat is doing what. Don't make it Mishpachat Kahat, it's your job to carry this thing. Whichever you get there first is going to be the one to carry it. Because when that happens, if you leave it like that and it's not specifically defined and designated who's doing what, so somebody else is going to, one person's going to push another person, someone's going to end up getting hurt. V'chalalu et ha'kodesh v'zei yasib al achritam. And they're going to do something that's going to be mechalo, you know, maybe the Aron will fall, maybe something will happen, and it's not going to be good, and it's going to cause their deaths, as this Mishnah told us in Masech HaYom in Source 4. So that's what the Sforno said. When the Pasuk is telling us, don't cause Mishpachat Kahat to die, that means give them very specific instructions. Which family is doing what, on which day, who's pulling what, who's holding what, who's carrying what, who's schlepping what, whose turn it is on each day. That's what we have to do, because otherwise you're going to leave it a little bit vague, and then two people are going to end up fighting, and one person's going to push the other one, and somebody's going to get hurt. The lesson I see from this pasuk, you know, Rav Yisrael Salanter famously said that on your way to do one mitzvah ben adam lamakom, you might violate, in your zeal to do it, you might violate 10 mitzvot ben adam l'chavero. That was what he used to talk about, that just because you're, I want to do the best this and that, and you're going to end up insulting somebody else. You know, because I want Musaf to be really nice, and so the person who wanted to daven, you're not going to let him, because it's not going to be as nice, and you're going to end up insulting him and hurting him, and you're gonna end up leaving people out, and in your zeal to do mitzvot ben adam l'chavero, you're going to end up hurting Ben Adam L'Chavero. I remember I heard from the Mashgiach and Lender of Moshe Bamberger, so he once quoted that some people came to Rav Yisrael Salanter and asked him, what are his kavanos when he puts on his talis? So, what is he thinking about? And then, obviously, they would try to emulate that and do it. And he says, when I'm putting on my talis, all my attention is in not hitting anyone with the strings when I put it over my head. That I'm being so careful that, right, I have to swing it. It starts in front of me, and I have to swing it around, put it behind me. I'm making sure that on the way, I don't hit anybody with any of the strings. That's the lesson that this Sfarno is giving us. In other words, it's going to happen. People want to be Ovdei Hashem. They're going to be running to do the mitzvah. There's reasons they have. But then somebody's going to end up getting hurt, and that's going to cause somebody's death. They're going to end up getting punished. Don't let them have such a situation. Don't let there be such a situation where somebody might be fighting, and then it'll end up with somebody getting hurt. That's the lesson.